Donald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening and welcome to Stanley Boyd High School, home of the Orioles, inside of this WIAA girls basketball game. It's a Cloverbelt crossover second place contest between your McDonald Central Lady Max and the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Mark Maloney as he'll squeeze into our perch up here high above the court at Stanley Boyd. Thank you so much to Athletic Director Jeremy Hansen for being so welcoming and providing us a great vantage point here for our radio broadcast and our WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Check it out there. Hit subscribe and that notification bell. We've got a good one. The 18-5 McDonald Central Lady Max and the 17-6 Columbus Catholic Lady Dons. McDonald 12-2. Of course, this is the second place game, so both teams second place in their respective sides of the conference. McDonald from the Western Cloverbelt and from the Eastern Cloverbelt, the Dons. They are 11-2 in conference play. And as Mark Maloney joins us here, should be a good one here between two teams that certainly have a lot of talent. Nielsville and Regis will play in the first place game, and of course Nielsville is going to be a potential opponent for McDonald if they can win their first playoff game on Friday night. But you want to take care of business here in a game, as Coach Sally Williams will tell us coming up shortly, a game where the stakes aren't especially high, but it's a chance to again get sharp before the playoffs begin.
Yes, this is a very good Marshfield Columbus team, so it will be just a great practice for these girls to get ready for the playoffs coming up.
We will look forward to breaking this one down. We'll be back in 2 minutes first on WOGO Sports, then back with our interview with head coach Sally Williams. That's 2 minutes away on WOGO, your home for Chi-High and McDonald Athletics.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to weirsgala.com.
To serve again.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Game live from Stanley Boyd High School, Clover Belt crossover game, second place matchup between your McDonald Central Lady Macs and the Dons of Marshfield Columbus Catholic, with head coach Sally Williams of McDonald. And coach, regular season finale here. Of course, seeding comes out, and yes, this doesn't necessarily mean anything for that, but you're playing a very quality team, one of the top 10 in D5, and so a chance to, again, to really sharpen yourself before the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think of it like a free pass. Like, this is just another great opportunity to get better, where it doesn't have a lot of stakes in, like you said, the seeding and such, but it still has a momentum stake, where we want to go into playoffs with momentum. So playing our best at the end of the year is what's most important.
Where do you think that momentum sits right now? Dropped one to Cameron, a tough team, played pretty well, but maybe left a little bit out there. But then you go and play a North team, a Division I team, quality opponent, and beat them by 15.
Yeah, I think that the loss, yes, but being that it was a tough game and such, and both teams played really well, and so that I don't think hurt our momentum at all. And just coming in, I think just playing within ourselves and trying to stay confident in what we've been doing all year and keeping it rolling.
Finally, Coach, against this specific Columbus Catholic team, they shoot well from outside. They're young, but some really talented players. What do you see as something that could hurt you that you've got to guard against?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously have one of the top players in their side of the conference out there that we have to stop too, and that she creates a lot for all their shooters. And so we just got to be able to shut everybody down and just play solid D and play, take care of business and limit their second chances.
Well, Coach, it's hard to believe the regular season is coming to a close. It's been a lot of fun, and we'll look forward to seeing you afterward and in the playoffs as well.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Coach Sally Williams back with McDonald Lady Macs pregame, continuing after this on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Finds Emily Hartman. Hartman, quick trigger on a three right side. Oh, she nailed it! Pure from deep!
Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for three. Got it!
Tipped pass. Renlinsell Christensen knocks it off his own back. He has a head of steam. Drives in and slams it home!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Lady Macs pregame here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey, our on-site video producer and camera operator. Tony Stevenson, audio producer back at the WOGO home base in Halley. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, what's McDonald got to do to try to end their regular season on a high note with a win here?
Well, and I think, you know, leading into the playoffs here, they got all week, next week off, having a first round bye. They got to come out and just play this one all-out go. Keep the pressure up. Keep the intensity up. Keep the everything going really, really fast. I'd like to see these girls just come out and run on them right away. Play some really tough defense. Give some shots and just go out there and have fun, you know, and play with some intensity.
This is a Columbus Catholic team that is young but extremely talented. It should be a lot of fun here tonight. Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports. Tip-off is next.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
It's game time here in the Clover Belt crossover at Stanley Boyd's second place matchup between the East and the West. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs against the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons. Marshfield introduced first. Caitlin Casperson, 5'7" senior guard, averaging 8.7 points per game. Izzy Holtz, 10.6 points per game, a 5'8" sophomore guard. Maddie Burnick, a 6-foot sophomore forward, averaging 5 points per game. Sophie Wilczek, a 5'6" junior forward, 5.8 points per game. Their leading scorer is Ellie Gardner, a 5'9" freshman, 21.2 points per game. Eric Wilson, the head coach of the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons. And the other side for McDonald Lady Macs, Aaron Sigenthard, the assist leader, 5'7" junior, 6.2 points per game. Chloe Flanagan, 2 points and 2.1 assists per game, the 5'4" senior, one of 2 seniors for the Lady Macs. And Sigenthard, McDonald's second leading scorer, 5'8" junior, leads the team in rebounds at 12 points per game. Claire Ruff, McDonald's leading scorer, 14.4 points per game, leads them in made threes, 5'7" junior. And rounding out the starting five, Emily Hartman, the 5'7" junior, 6.3 points per game. She leads the team in free throw attempts, wears number 31. Second year head coach Sally Williams at the helm for the Lady Macs. Marshfield Columbus in their navy blue uniforms with the white numerals and lettering, the gray and white on the sides of the tanks and shorts. McDonald resplendent in their white uniforms with the royal blue numerals and lettering, royal blue on the sides of the tanks and shorts and the black piping. And it'll be Ann Siegenthaler jumping at the center circle against Maddie Burnick, the sophomore.
No big height advantage here. I think the our McDonald girls got the hops anyway.
Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler as we begin. McDonald moving left to right here in the first half at Stanley Boyd. Good to have you with us for this regular season finale of girls basketball and WOGO Sports playoffs coming next week. High-low feed, and Siegenthaler fights one up, got it partially blocked. Bronze player hits the floor, McDonald on the run with a numbers advantage. Aaron Siegenthaler up high off the glass. McDonald up 2-0.
That's what I want to see, that intensity and the aggressiveness here.
Siegenthaler contorting her body to get that one up from the right side of the lane. Quick three from the right side, rims in and out, offensive rebound for the Dons. Putting it up hard off the glass is Ellie Gardner. No, for the 5'9 freshman. McDonald will push with Claire Ruff. Finds Ann Siegenthaler underneath the basket, trying to go reverse. She was a little bit too far underneath the hoop.
Yeah.
And the Dons again will run.
Getting near the ball just a little too late. And Claire didn't quite get the handle on it.
Gardner looking for three. That one is good. And the Dons take the lead 3-2. Number 30, Ellie Gardner. That's her 50th three of the season. She shoots over 40% from the three-point line. A whistle and a foul down low as Claire Ruff is tagged. McDonald will inbound. Ruff gets it back outside the arc, loops it over to Chloe Flanagan. Corner three on the way. That one too strong for Aaron Siegenthaler. And the rebound to Caitlin Kasperson. Just one senior in the starting lineup for Coach Wilson. Another quick three on the way, and another one hit. That was Maddie Burnett, or was it Holtz? Excuse me. Holtz, number two, averages almost 11 per game. McDonald firing in return. 6-5.
Is that Claire?
That I was going to ask you. I'm pretty sure that was Claire's 33rd of the season. One-point game. Close contest, as you might expect, from two teams that finished second in their respective sides of the conference. And Marshfield firing on all cylinders. Columbus gets a three from Caitlin Kasperson, and three different players, all with a bomb from deep. They make about seven threes per game, shoot 29%. Claire Ruff trying to stay hot, and she will. Ruff pulls the max back within one. Couple made threes for Claire Ruff. Izzy Holtz swings into the right corner. Maddie Burnick, their six-footer. Elbow jumper, front rim, no. Good box out by Aaron Siegenthaler in the rebound. Missed there by Gardner. Good feed
there
down low.
Go.
Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. McDonald retakes the lead 10-9. Quick timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
All right, we've confirmed from Rick Ruff that Claire did make that first three since our heads were both down at the same time. So, and Gavin, our intrepid video producer, is also checking the instant replay on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. McDonald's retaking the lead 10-9. And now they'll come out with some full court man-to-man pressure. Columbus, difficulty. Wilczek loses it. And Siegenthaler trying to dig it out of there. We have a whistle and a held ball, and possession should go the way of the Dons after McDonald won the opening tap. Good to have you with us, whether you're on 103.1 FM AM 680, WOGO.com, or the WOGO Sports Live video stream, WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Kasperson, the senior, dumps it off to the freshman Gardner and gets it back safely across the timeline. Kasperson, a drop to the left block, extended. Left corner feed for Wilczek. They'll find Gardner, their freshman. 5'9". She doesn't look like a freshman. Moves very, very well. Kick back out for a three. That one rims in and out. An offensive rebound for the Dons. Put back up with the right hand, and they'll retake the lead as Maddie Burnick, her first basket. 6-foot sophomore. Riley Christensen, who came into the game, number 24, the junior. Her runner in the lane comes up a little bit short. Gardner takes it across the Orioles logo with a full head of steam. Gardner, pump fake, knocked away. Quick hands by Emily Hartman. Riley Christensen has it now. Siegenthaler, right wing, Riley Christensen. Riley holds high above her head, skips to Aaron Siegenthaler. Drops back to Riley in the lane. Gives it back out to Kelsey Bremnes, fellow junior number three. Aaron Siegenthaler all the way across the floor, and Siegenthaler spots up a three on the way, just a little bit too long, got her own rebound. Kick out to Aaron Siegenthaler, 16-foot jumper is good. McDonald takes the lead back.
Good ball movement.
Aaron Siegenthaler with four. Lady Max lead 12-11. Marshfield Columbus, one of the top 10 teams in the state in Division 5. They're going to be a tough out for sure. Working around the perimeter. Open look for Kasperson. Instead, she passes up, throws one up in the lane, but a blocking foul called on Emily Hartman. Our first whistle against McDonald. This game, team fouls now even at one apiece. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. That's Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Or Boucher and...
We had a couple subs coming in for McDonald's. So yeah, Lauren Boucher, one or two seniors, and Chloe in. So two seniors on the floor for Coach Williams, and I think they're going to replay here along the baseline. Maybe started just a little bit too early. So Columbus will inbound to Gardner. Chloe Flanagan on her senior on freshman. Gardner, nice move, gets by Boucher for a moment. Boucher, the reaching in the foul. With 12:58 to play, Gardner will go to the line. She's shooting a pair of free throws, a chance to take the lead back for her team. First free throw too long. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. We are tied.
Girls are getting the ball in, playing.
Yeah.
On a made free throw, you can sub. I don't know if we had our sub out there or not, but.
So a pair of missed free throws for Gardner there?
Nope, she made the second one.
I was going to say that scoreboard was a little bit slow catching up. But now we're tied at 12. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Dons as they bring in a sub. Casey Blanker, 5'10" senior. And the Lady Max will inbound with Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan goes for Riley Christensen. High catch left wing. Riley in the paint. Pulls up from 8 feet. Hits the back rim. Fighting for the rebounds. Knocked out of bounds by McDonald. Kelsey Bremnes attacking with Izzy Holtz down there trying to fend her off. Long lead of fade ahead to Gardner. Gardner in that left corner. Goes all the way across the floor. Good head fake by Izzy Holtz. Already has a three so far. Kick back for Kasperson. Kasperson for three. Clanks it off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Boucher couldn't quite get a hold of it. Knocked out of bounds. And it will be McDonald basketball. Boucher trying to fight against Blinker there. Giving up a little bit in size, but Lauren with a good fight. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Claire Ruff, touch pass. Chloe Flanagan drops it down to Lauren Boucher. Right block extended. Up top, Claire Ruff for her third three of the night. Front rim, no. Rebound, offensive rebound to Chloe Flanagan. Down to Bremnes. Bremnes wheeling. She's doubled. Fights it out to Chloe in the left corner. Gives it right back to Kelsey Bremnes. Lost it out of bounds. And it will be Don's basketball. White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Izzy Holtz working against ferocious defense for Miley Christensen. Gardner all the way across the floor, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Dons. Kenley Higelman, the freshman, 5'11", another freshman with some good size. He's guarded closely by Claire Ruff. As Emily Hartman comes in, Riley Christensen, Kelsey Bremnes out. So the five on the floor for McDonald, Lauren Buescher, Claire Ruff, Ann Singenthaler, Chloe Flanagan, and Emily Hartman. Ann Singenthaler in the right corner. Back up top to Chloe. And to Claire Ruff. She's doubled. Pulls up, tough jumper, and somehow she hit it from 10 feet. Claire Ruff falling away, contested. She has eight.
Very tough shot.
14 to 12. A slip, but back out to Kasperson in the left corner. She'll find Izzy Holtz. Holtz guarded closely by Ann Singenthaler. Puts on the floor with the left hand, runs into a double team, and Ann reached in. And we'll get whistled for the foul. If you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath, Loken at 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. Lauren Buescher out. Jasmine Gerber, number 43, the 6-foot junior, in for McDonald for the first time tonight. Holtz in the left corner. Little bobble up top, and Ann Singenthaler with the steal. Ann has a one-on-one down the lane, lost on the way up. Chloe Flanagan cleans it up from the opposite side.
Warriors right there.
16-12, first bucket for Chloe Flanagan.
Good hustle by Ann playing defense and getting that ball down there.
Holtz, right side for Higelman. Kasperson thought about a three against Claire Ruff. Leaves it for Higelman outside the arc in the right corner. Emily Hartman gives her some space. Holds to Blanker. Kasperson outside the arc, left wing. Hoops it for Blanker. Doesn't take the three. Jasmine Gerber gives him a little bit of space. Up top, tough defense. Blanker shoots a bounce pass out of bounds and not touched by McDonald. And go to the Lady Max. Aaron Singenthaler comes in for Chloe Flanagan.
Marshfield coach wasn't happy with that turn of events there. There was a little bit of contact there. I don't know.
Higelman ended up on the floor.
Yeah, and Chloe kind of ran into her up at the top of the key, too. But
Hartman to Aaron Singenthaler. Aaron right side for Claire Ruff. It was 8 points to lead the way for McDonald. Claire looking for 11, and she's got it again. Bombs away for three. Claire Ruff, her third triple of the first half. McDonald leads by 7, 19-12.
Good shoot.
Unfamiliar gym for the Lady Max. I guess they played here earlier, but still. Proving that they can do it from beyond the arc as well. Izzy Holtz rises and fires for three.
For a second.
19-15, McDonald's lead trimmed to fours. Kelsey Bremnes will come back in at the next juncture. Claire Ruff for Aaron Singenthaler. Jasmine Gerber posting up. Ann Singenthaler outside the arc, left wing. Emily Hartman right of the circle, bounces down, and Claire Ruff is calling for the ball. She's doubled. Claire working off a screen from Jasmine Gerber. Foul line jumper is sweet. She is feeling it right now. Claire Ruff makes it 21-15.
Yes, give her the ball.
Reminds me a little bit of that game at Fall Creek where she scored, I believe it was 16 straight points. She's off to a hot start here tonight. Her team leads by two full possessions. It's a strong offensive team in the Dons. Singenthaler knocks it away and steals it from Higelman. And Singenthaler, Claire Ruff, elbow jumper. That one comes up short, knocked out of bounds. Nope, nice touch by Claire. And it will be Don's basketball with 8:45 to play here in the first half. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. It's Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Holtz, right side, Wilczek, No. Offensive rebound off the miss. Three and a quick foul on McDonald as Burnick had good position. That one may go against Jasmine Gerber. Foul's mounting a little bit here for McDonald. Just one whistle so far against the Dons with 8:31 to play in the first half. That's the fourth on the Lady Max and the first on Gerber. Free throw is good. 21-16. 3 points now in the night for Maddie Burnick. 6 foot sophomore. Second attempt is good as well. 4 point deficit now for the Dons. Donald across the timeline. Riley Christensen working along the right baseline. Riley holding that pivot foot out to Jasmine Gerber just inside the arc and flips it back. Riley Christensen right block extended up top for Aaron Siegenthaler. Emily Hartman left wing. Hartman spinning into the lane. Working the pivot and back out to Riley Christensen. Riley picks up her dribble. Aaron Siegenthaler off the screen from Emily Hartman. Aaron attacking down the lane. Runner up with the right hand comes up short. Batted into the arms of the Dons. Lucy Preece is about to come in for Coach Sally Williams. Dons work it out. Burnick for Kasperson. Has a screen if she wants it as Kasperson goes down hard. Holtz up top. Holtz driving down the left side of the lane. Now back out. No man's land between the arc and the paint. Finds Burnick. Fights one up. Jasmine Gerber got a piece of it. Last touched by McDonald. Yeah. And the McDonald faithful not liking that one. To be honest, I thought that one did go off Columbus, but Jasmine Gerber will get a breather here. Kelsey Bremnis back in. Excuse me, Lucy Preece in for the first time here tonight for McDonald. Inbounds into the left corner. Jumper from 16 feet. Rims in. Good shooter's touch. It's a two-point game for Ellie Gardner. She has 6 points. Bremnis finds a cutting Siegenthaler. She attacks the hoop and is fouled hard. 7:20 to play. That's the second whistle against Columbus Catholic. Two-point game, 21-19. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and the WOGO radio broadcast as well. First free throw rims out for Aaron Siegenthaler. And this is our regular season girls basketball finale. McDonald will play Friday night. We'll have that game for you on WOGO Sports. Tuesday night, Chi High Lady Cardinals playoff hoops on the road at Superior. Back to a three-point game as Aaron Siegenthaler splits the pair of free throws. She has 5 points. Gardner working off a screen. Drops it down beautifully to Burnick, and Burnick lays it up for two from low on the right. 22-21. Good work between the guard and the big. Emily Hartman. Left elbow leaves it. Gets it back from Bremnis. Hartman up with the left hand. McDonald, some good entry feed passing as well. Yes. That's the first bucket for Emily Hartman.
Nice find there by Riley.
6:43 and counting. Attack high off the glass by Holtz. Rebound Lucy Preece taken away from her by Holtz. And we have, I believe, a held ball first. And possession will go to McDonald. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And Siegenthaler to Chloe Flanagan, the senior running the point for McDonald. Kelsey Bremnis up top and Siegenthaler. He's to Riley Christensen. Ella Sexton, number 15, in for the first time. Kelsey Bremnis for three. That one rims out. Fight for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Max. With 6:20 to go as they lead 24-21. Kasperson will inbound for Coach Eric Wilson. As the Dons face some backcourt pressure. Now McDonald backing off a little bit. Chloe Flanagan will pick up just into the front court. Burnick swings for Kasperson. Good head fake gets by her defender for a moment. He'll find Gardner. Right side working for a pivot. We've got a whistle and a foul. Offensive foul.
Yeah. That was on Gardner. That's her second. Illegal screen.
Right side feed, Riley Christensen. And Siegenthaler back up top to Riley, who's dangerous from beyond the arc. She'll pull up from the right elbow. Someone got a piece of that. Ball bounces between a few pairs of hands. 5:43 to play. Right wing. Don's on the move. Up with the left hand, Izzy Holtz. No, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Marshfield Columbus Catholic. And it will be McDonald basketball.
Turns back in.
5:30 to play. 24-21. McDonald up three. Bear Ruff looking for Ella Sexton. Sexton attacks. Paint and scores. 26-21. Ella Sexton muscling it up for two from the right block.
A little English on that off the backboard right into the hoop.
Ellie Gardner up top, goes behind her back. The freshman pulls up from 12 feet. Tough shot off the back rim and a rebound for McDonald. Kelsey Bremnes. Claire Ruff fights it down in the paint, knocked away from behind. Maddie Burnick took it away from Sexton. Holds down the right side of the lane, creating a little space, straddling the arc in the right corner, guarded closely by Siegenthaler. Wilczek up top for Kasperson. Doesn't take the three, hand off to Holtz. Holtz working off a screen from Burnick. Holtz driving baseline, miss one point blank, and Claire Ruff grabs the rebound. Ruff left side, bullet pass down low.
There we go.
High off the glass. The feed from Kelsey Bremnes. It's 28-21 McDonald. 4:16 to play. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Finds Emily Hartman. Hartman, quick trigger on a three right side. Oh, she nailed it! Pure from deep!
Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for three. Got it!
Tipped pass. Bernalizel Christensen knocked it off his own back. He has a head of steam. Drives in and slams it home!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 4:13 and counting to go here in the first half. Cloverbelt crossover second place game. It's 28-21 McDonald up 7 on the Dons of Marshfield Columbus Catholic. Up top, the talented freshman Ellie Gardner. Work against Siegenthaler. Gardner wheels it back out to Kasperson. Kasperson. Dump off with a bounce to Burnick and a foul on the ground. I think they'll get Ella Sexton reaching in on that one. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Aaron Siegenthaler in. Chloe Flanagan takes a seat. 3:47 to play. Kasperson into the left corner. Wilczek. Back to Kasperson, snaps off a three. Back rim, no. Long rebound out to Claire Ruff, and McDonald will run. Claire trips up just a little bit, gets her balance back, pulls up.
There you go.
30-21. Claire Ruff with 15 of McDonald's 30 points here in the first half. Her season average is 14.4. Holds kick out. Work to Kasperson. She'll launch another three. Front rim, no long rebound out to Kelsey Bremnes. She's got a one-on-one heading down the floor. Bremnes, eye off the glass and scores. 32-21.
Nice power shot there by Kelsey.
Under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Blinker drops off for Kaspersen. Kaspersen high off the glass, counted in a foul.
A continuation there, they're going to count the basket.
2:49 left, that's the fifth whistle against the Lady Macs. As Caitlin Kaspersen now has 5 points and looking for three the old-fashioned way. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Kaspersen back rim on the free throw. Long rebound. She tracks it down herself. The senior getting it back and giving her team an extended possession. Holtz rises for three. Back rim, no. Going high for the rebound, Riley Christensen. McDonald on the move. Long cross-court feed. Three on the way. Emily Hartman high arcing three, and she splashed it.
Again, good ball movement there by the girls.
35-23, the Lady Macs lead by 12. Over and back, not being aware of the center line, Sophie Wilczek. The officials right on top of that. 2:19 to play here in the first half. McDonald leading by 12. After the teams traded scores early. Second place Culverbout crossover game here. Rapidly filling up Stanley Boyd Gymnasium. Emily Hartman looking for 2 threes in a row. That one a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound, Ann Siegenthaler. Finds Hartman. Hartman elbow jumper. Back rim, no. Riley Christensen snatches down the rebound. Riley doubled, loops it back up top. Aaron Siegenthaler.
That girl can jump. That girl can jump.
Aaron Siegenthaler outside the arc left wing. Riley Christensen again has to go high. Donald playing some catch. Siegenthaler back out to Riley. Riley launches for three. She can jump and she can shoot. 38-23. Riley Christensen gets in the score column. McDonald takes a rebound. Riley Christensen off the back bracket on a missed three from the Dons. Emily Hartman tackle on the baseline and a bump and a foul. They'll get Holtz for that one. Lady Macs are at the limit foul-wise, but just a minute 18 to play here in the first half. McDonald will inbound underneath the hoop. That was the fourth team foul against the Dons as Jasmine Gerber comes in for Ann Siegenthaler. That whistle went against Izzy Holtz, her first. Hartman, right wing, outside the arc, puts it on the floor with the left hand, fights a pass out to Riley Christensen. Minute 14 to play. Riley working her pivot foot. Finds Emily Hartman just outside the arc. Hartman pulls up at the foul line. Aaron Siegenthaler. Hartman gives her a little bit of a slip screen up top. Final 60 seconds of the first half in this Cloverbelt crossover second place game. Riley Christensen. Riley, Aaron Siegenthaler looking for another three. That one doesn't go down. Offensive rebound, Emily Hartman. McDonald just beating everyone to the ball. Hartman launches a three. That one well off the mark. Rebound gets loose and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Good hustle there on the offensive glass for the Lady Macs. If you have hail damage from last May, you have 1 year to file your claim. Get your exterior checked before May 15th. Don't settle for one of the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. That's Aerial Management and Construction. Kaspersen up top to Blanker. Blanker gives it back to Kaspersen. Left corner. 25 seconds to play. Jasmine Gerber steals it away and a help ball. Quick hands there by Izzy Holtz and possession will stay with the Dons. Otherwise, could have been a runout for the Lady Macs, but Holtz quickly getting a hand in there. With 22.6 seconds to play. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Feed into the backcourt, Caitlin Kaspersen. Offside for Izzy Holtz outside the arc, 18 seconds left. Holtz picks up her dribble. 15 seconds to play. Kaspersen right wing, knocked away by Riley Christensen. Gets it back. Blinker in the right corner. Under 10 to play. Holtz with 7 seconds remaining. They'll find Gardner. Wants to look for a step back. 3 seconds left. Kaspersen trying to get it off. She falls to the ground. Lost it out of bounds. That'll end the first half as the Columbus Catholic Dons don't get a shot off as McDonald blanket defense to end the first half. They lead 38-23 at the break. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. This is McDonald Lady Max basketball on the Clover Belt crossover. Back in three.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
It's truck month at Toys and Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toys and Ford.
Halftime here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Competitive first half for the first few minutes, and now McDonald's opened things up a little bit, leading 38-23 at the break. Still 18 minutes of work left to do, but overall, Coach Williams has to be pretty happy with the way her team accelerated after going back and forth with a very talented Columbus Catholic team for the first few minutes of that first half.
Yeah, they're playing very well as a team together. You know, they're passing the ball well. They're playing really tough defense, cleaning up the boards. It's, you know, one and done basically on the defensive side there with Columbus shooting the ball. And then we're kind of gathering up the rebounds there and pushing the ball down the floor, moving it very well, and getting some really good points off of it.
Seeing eight different players have scored for the Lady Max so far, led by 15 from Claire Ruff. But first, we'll look at the scoring for Marshfield Columbus Catholic. The Dons have four in the scoring column so far, three with six. Izzy Holtz, Maddie Burnick, and Ellie Gardner. Very balanced. And then Caitlin Kasperson right behind with 5 points. for the 23 put on the board by Columbus Catholic here in the first half. On the other side for McDonnell, 15 points for Claire Ruff. She's hit three threes. McDonnell has hit five threes as a team in the first half. Eight players scoring. So 15 for Claire Ruff. She's the only one in double digits so far for McDonnell. But five apiece for Emily Hartman and Aaron Siegenthaler. Four for Ann Siegenthaler. Three for Riley Christensen. Two for Ella Sexton. Two apiece for Kelsey Bremnes and Chloe Flanagan. And again, a lot of balance, and cleaning up the rebounds has certainly been key, holding Columbus Catholic to one shot and then getting some extra opportunities on the offensive end themselves.
Yes, the girls are shooting the ball very, very well. And again, just the ball movement, you know, taking care of it. Turnovers are pretty low. I haven't been keeping whole track of that a whole lot, but it's been very, very minimal. I think we've caused more turnovers on the other side of the on our defense there. So yeah, the girls are just, that was a really, really balanced first half of basketball.
And you want to get into their legs a little bit, make them run. Again, this is a talented shooting team for Columbus Catholic, where they have a couple kids who've hit over 40 threes this game, and you want to really make them work for everything, too. Just, again, something Archie Sherbino always talked about, too. When you play a team that shoots the ball well, you want to make them run, make them work, get into their legs a little bit, and see if you can throw those shooters off their game just by a hitch, and sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, and again, Ann Siegenthaler has been on Ellie Gardner. Riley's been on her, you know, and they're not giving her any space. They're playing her really, really tough. So, kudos to that defense there to slow down their hot shooter.
We'll see if we can hear some highlights of the first half. To be honest, I think I may have flubbed on recording the highlights, but we'll take a listen here. Yeah, we'll probably just wait for the YouTube highlights, but we'll get the highlights dialed in here for the second half for the Lady Macs, as we'll take a two-minute timeout and then be back with Mark Maloney's Military Shoutouts back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel two times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Time here, McDonald leading 38-23 at Stanley. It's time for our halftime tradition. Before the second half begins, Mark Maloney's Military Shoutouts. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to start off with Jasmine Gerber's brother, Justin Gerber, who is in the Navy out at Norfolk, Virginia. He is a Thorpe grad just down the road here. So congratulations to him. And thank you, Jasmine and family, for getting him on our list. Our other new people that we added this recently with Jonathan Larson is a 2020 McDonald grad in the Army out of Texas. Stephen Maloney, my nephew, is out of the Colorado Reserves. Steve Petronovich was a Marine Corps veteran, is currently in the Coast Guard at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kubishik at Eielson Air Force Base, Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad, is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona. Sarah Passant-Bovey is with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Kristen Levesser is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis also. Carter Billen, working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner is currently deployed overseas. Wayne Trimble just recently retired from the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, a Chi-I grad, stationed at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Ellie Eckes is a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. Mason Gadel, a Chi-I grad with the Merchant Marines. And Paul Tetrot is in the Army. And Evan Eckes is in the Navy ROTC at Purdue. So, again, we still got some time here to add some names to this list. So Absolutely. If anybody wants to get on here for playoff season, please let us know. And, again, a huge thank you to all of our military for everything you do for this great country.
Second half begins with McDonald moving right to left as we look at it here above the Orioles court at Stanley Boyd. Cloverbelt crossover, second place and first place games as Gardner steps in front of a pass and an early turnover by McDonald. The freshman pulls up from 15 feet, back rim, no. Rebound to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron and Ann Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan, Emily Hartman, Claire Ruff. Starting five on the floor here to begin the second half for the Lady Mavs. Flanagan puts it on the floor with the left hand, drops it back to Ann Siegenthaler at the left elbow. Claire Ruff, who had a game-high 15 points in the first half, leaves it for Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan up top. Chloe driving along the baseline, looking for Ann Siegenthaler, saves it back inbounds. Emily Hartman trying to save it as well, and a roll into the backcourt for an over-and-back violation. But you do like the hustle that you saw from the Lady Mavs there. Two diving save attempts. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Gardner down to Burnick. Burnick high off the glass, too strong off the window. Rebound back to the Lady Mavs. Chloe Flanagan lost it along the baseline. Looked good on the pass from Siegenthaler, but just a little bit too hard to handle. And with 17:06 remaining in the second half, first 54 seconds, no scoring on either side as it remains at 38-23.
Boy, might have taken her eyes off it a little too soon. Like a football receiver that doesn't watch the ball all the way in.
And you'd know all about it. Steal by the Lady Mavs. Claire Ruff wins 16-17. And 40 on the board.
Well,
another steal out to Claire Ruff. Ruff puts the shoulder down in the paint. Tough drive, and she's fouled. 16:39 left to go. And McDonald leading 40-23, trying to open this one up a little bit more with Claire Ruff at the foul line. Discover a future of excellence that is rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. First free throw back rim for Claire. McDonald is now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 17-point lead for the Lady Mavs. And second free throw rims out. A pair of misses for Claire Ruff. Rare from the line there.
Yeah.
Gardner, the freshman. Down to Burnick. Burnick tied up on the way to the hoop. Lost her balance. And that may be due to a foul from McDonald on the far side.
Emily.
So Hartman picks up the team's first of the second half. Team fouls now even at one apiece.
First second.
Inbounds from Gardner up top to Kasperson. Will check. Back to Gardner. The freshman puts it on the floor. Pulls up. Tough shot off the glass and makes it 40-25. Each team with a bucket. Here in the second half, Gardner now has 8. She's just a very polished offensive player.
She is.
Just a freshman. Claire Ruff fights it down to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan, quarter three, just a little bit too long. Good box out by Blanker to secure the rebound for the Dons.
Good look by Chloe.
Gardner up top, comes to a jump stop, lost it along the baseline, last touched by McDonald. Riley Christensen in for Claire Ruff, and Chloe Flanagan exits in favor of Kelsey Bremnes. Columbus will inbound. Holtz. Work to Gardner. Gardner against Aaron Siegenthaler. It's been a familiar matchup tonight. Blanker gives the screen. Gardner down the left side of the lane. She'll pull up just outside the paint. Goes glass again and scores. Double buckets in a row for the talented Ellie Gardner. She is 10. 40-27. Lady Max up 13. 15 and a half to play. You're in the second place Cloverbelt crossover game. It's Stanley Boyd. Emily Hartman had a late flurry in the first half. Finds Kelsey Bremnes. Pulls up just outside the lane herself. That one no good. Holtz with the rebound. Holtz crosses over on Ann Siegenthaler. Drops it back out to Kasperson outside the arc. Gardner, matched up against Aaron Siegenthaler, has a screen for Burnick. She'll pull up for three. Back rim, no. Burnick, offensive rebound. Lost it off her shoe for a moment. Gets it back. Goes glass, too strong. Rebound fought down by Ann Siegenthaler into the arms of Riley Christensen. Riley, back to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann attacking right to the lane. Oh, she's fouled hard by Burnick, who's going to give her a helping hand up. I do not think she meant to clobber her quite that hard. And Ann is going to take just a moment here. The 14:52 to kind of walk that one off. Clean foul, but a hard foul all the same. And so Ann will gather herself and shoot two free throws here. That was the second free throw on Burnick. First one is good. Well done by Ann. Take a big shot there. Still hit the free throw. Ann Siegenthaler now has 5 points. 41-27, McDonald up 14. Aaron Siegenthaler out, Chloe Flanagan in. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Free throw is good for Ann Siegenthaler. Hit a pair, and she will exit. Lauren Buescher comes in. 14:52 left to go here in the second half of the Cloverbelt crossover second place game. McDonald, some light backcourt pressure from Chloe Flanagan, who basically is just face guarding Gardner right now. Pursuing her everywhere. Holds down the left side of the lane. Runs into a couple of McDonald defenders. Working a long extension off the pivot foot. Holds gets it back in the left corner. Kelsey Bremnes face to face with her. Holds attacking along the foul line. They work back out to Kasperson. Gets Riley Christensen in the air. Tries to duck it back. Burnick drops her defender to the ground from an offensive foul. Emily Hartman will do. Hartman took a hard seat there, but she drew the offensive foul, and that should be the third, I believe, on Maddie Burnick now.
Chloe's just doing a great job defending.
What you want from your senior.
Gardner.
Doing all the little things well. Emily Hartman goes in hard, trying to draw a foul. No, but it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Kenley Higelman, the 5'11 freshman. So the Lady Max will inbound. Almost 4 minutes here into the second half. Chloe Flanagan will trigger this one in for McDonald. Trying to extend their 15-point advantage. Up top for Kelsey Bremnes. Riley Christensen. Loops it across, Hartman to Chloe Flanagan. All the way back across to the left side. Riley, three, looks online, just a little bit too long, knocked out of bounds, and last touch by Kelsey Bremnes. I thought they were going to signal McDonald basketball for a bit there, and that looked like it would be inaccurate. I think they were right on top of the call there that it did go off Kelsey. Maybe went off her head.
It did. It was kind of a, went through everybody's hands, and then Kelsey was kind of gathering herself, and the ball went off her head.
Thank you to our video producer tonight, camera operator Gavin Bovey. Audio producer back at Wilco Radio home base in Halley is Tony Stevenson. Gardner, quick first step, runs into a double team. Higelman right wing. Burnick, left alone, pulls up along the baseline. That's an air ball rebound. Kelsey Bremnes keeping the head up as she crosses the logo at Moot Court. Kelsey Bremnes, Emily Hartman left wing outside the arc, now stepping on the line and leaves it for Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan back to Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes bounce back to Riley Christensen, a kick by Burnick. 13:29 left. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. And Siegenthaler takes the inbounds. Working against Gardner. keeps their forearm out a little bit to create some space. Not enough to draw a foul. Right side, Siegenthaler outside the arc again against Higelman now. Chloe Flanagan holds up top. And Siegenthaler right wing, back to Chloe. Flanagan drops it high post. Riley Christensen and Siegenthaler. She'll pull up from 12
feet.
Can she get a roll? She can. 44-27. Shooter's touch for Ann Siegenthaler. She has 8 points. 44-27. The Lady Max. Gardner up top. Pulls it up at the left elbow. Back out beyond the arc. Chloe Flanagan staying right with her. Jasmine Gerber about to check back in. Gardner leaves it on the left wing for Burnett. Gardner gets it back. Gardner drives along the baseline. Pulls up for a tough three. Side of the rim, no. Offensive rebound, Higelman, and a whistle and a foul. Let's see if Riley Christensen or Lauren Buescher.
Lauren Buescher.
Buescher picks up, I think that's her second, just the team's second of the second half. 44-27, the Lady Max. Kelsey Brevness exits. Holds to inbound. Jasmine Gerber. Working against Wilczek. Holds in the right corner. Tipped pass, stolen away by Riley Christensen, and we have a whistle and a travel called on McDonald. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. That's Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls.
Chloe Flanagan's out right now, and Aaron Siegenthaler is on.
Tipped pass back to Wilczek, and a tipped pass again, and Ann Siegenthaler attacking down the left side of the lane. She'll pull up, tough shot falling away. That one caroms off the glass, and Higelman with the rebound, but first a whistle and a foul as Riley Christensen got mixed up in that pack. And Riley, I believe, is going to be called with the team's fourth foul, just her first. With exactly 6 minutes gone by here in the second half. This WOGO Sports presentation of McDonald Lady Max basketball. Regular season finale. We'll have the Lady Max back on WOGO Sports on Friday night. Three basketball games in between then, though. All for Chi High, two for the boys on Monday and Thursday, one for the girls up in Superior on Tuesday evening in the playoff quarterfinal. High off the glass, too strong for Gardner, and Ann Siegenthaler with the rebound. And crosses over on her defender. Left block extended to Jasmine Gerber. 15-footer. Jasmine Gerber makes it 46-27, the Lady Max.
It's her in the scoring column.
It's now nine players scoring for McDonald. Runner no good in the lane. A whistle and a foul. Jasmine Gerber and Lauren Buescher kind of sandwiching the Dons player down below, and that's Kenley Higelman, who will go to the line for the first time, the 5'11 freshman. 11-16 to play. Lauren Buescher's third.
Yeah.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Higelman misses the first. Lucy Priest comes in for McDonald. Holtz will exit. You see Blanker in, the 5'10 senior. Jasmine Gerber and Siegenthaler low along the blocks in case of another miss here. Second free throw, that's long, but an offensive rebound. Gardner has it. Gardner into the left corner, pursued by both Siegenthalers, back up top between the wheels. Freshman has a screen if she wants it, doesn't take it right now. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Comes to a jump stop, straddling the arc. It's Blanker. Kasperson against Christensen. Kasperson to Wilczek, left wing. Riley out on her, and Riley potted her up and knocked her down. Gives her a hand up. That'll be a whistle and a foul against Riley Christensen. With 10:52 to play in a 46-27 game, McDonald leading by 19 here in the Clover Belt crossover second place game. First place game between Regis and Nielsville, seeing a lot of red and green out there in the stands. Gardner pulls up for a left corner three. That one rims out. Rebound pulled down strongly by Jasmine Gerber. Feed ahead to Siegenthaler. She missed one from low on the right. Fought off by Lucy Priest. O'Reilly Christensen for three. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound, Ann Siegenthaler. And had it knocked away from her. She goes down. Crowd wanted a foul call. Don't get one. Gardner left wing outside the arc. Has a screen from Blanker. Gives it right back to Blanker. Blanker kick out Kaspersen. Wide open, looking at three right in the circle. That one an air ball. Saved back in bounds. No stepping on the end line. Out of bounds to McDonald. Good hustle, though.
Yeah.
Hartman and Chloe Flanagan come back in. Aaron and Ann Siegenthaler will take a well-deserved breather here for Coach Sally Williams. Just over 10 minutes to go with a 19-point lead for the Lady Mavs. Here in this Cloverbelt crossover second-place game at Stanley Boyd High School. Thank you to Athletic Director Jeremy Hansen, our host here tonight. Things get started plenty early.
Full timeout.
We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mavs Basketball at WOGO Sports.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Finds Emily Hartman. Hartman, quick trigger on a three right side. Oh, she nailed it! Pure from deep!
Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for three. Got it!
Tipped pass. Renelizel Christensen knocks it off his own back. He has a head of steam. Drives in and slams it home!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
McDonald Lady Mavs Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us on this Saturday evening for a Cloverbelt crossover contest. Lucy Priest out of the timeout. Chloe Flanagan up top to Emily Hartman. Hartman high post. Kick back out to Priest. Priest to Hartman. She'll flip it back to Riley Christensen. Under 10 to go in this second half. Jasmine Gerber up hard with the right hand. She draws a foul. I think they'll get Kenley Higelman with that one. The freshman picks up her team's fourth foul and her second.
Oh, I was going on now.
Blinker. Senior, just her first foul, but again, the team's fourth is going to the free throw line, shooting a pair. Jasmine Gerber, first free throw. A little bit too strong. Gerber's already scored one bucket here tonight. Donald trying to get double-digit scores in the books as the second one is good for Jasmine Gerber, 47-27. Now a 20-point advantage for the Lady Mavs. Gardner across the logo up top between the wheels. Swings left side for Wilczek. Wilczek off the screen from Gardner. Wilczek at the foul line. Kaspersen guarded closely by Riley Christensen. Pass tossed down into the corner, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Dons. Unforced error there gives McDonald back the basketball. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Quality propane and fuels, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. Find out more at qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Priest to Riley Christensen. Gets by Kaspersen. Bounce back to Priest. Priest attacking. A little bit short. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Dons as Gerber was able to knock that one off Blanker out of bounds. 7 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half with McDonald enjoying a 20-point advantage, 47-27. Emily Hartman will trigger in the inbound pass here as McDonald will go two at the blocks and two in the corners. Emily loops it up to Riley Christensen. Between the wheels, right side. Emily Hartman, head fake, pulls it back for Priest. Priest, runner in the lane, back rim, and it drops for Lucy Priest, 49-27. Good touch.
Good touch, good pass, good cut by Lucy to get herself open.
Everyone who's touched the floor has scored tonight for McDonald. Missed jumper and a valiant attempt at a save for Maddie Burnick, but to no avail. Ball goes back to the Lady Mavs with 8:44 to go. 10 players have scored for McDonald's tonight. Emily Hartman, left wing, finds Priest in the left corner. Back out to Emily. Crosses over, and she took a little extra drag on that pivot foot. Travel called, and Columbus Catholic will have the ball back with 8:32 left. 49-27 McDonald. Inbound to Kasperson, gives it right back to Izzy Holtz, who had those two early threes. Just 5 points so far here in the second half, though. 4 points, rather, in the second half for Columbus Catholic. Burnick lost it on the way to the hoop, gets it back, off the glass, too strong. Rebound out to Emily Hartman. McDonald will run. They have numbers. Hartman down the middle of the lane, lost it, a reach in and a foul. Nope.
Yeah.
They called
a travel call.
Travel first. Now four subs for the Lady Macs. Helena Fleshinsky.
Yep.
Seeing her first action here tonight. Both Siegenthalers back out there along with Ella Sexton and Kelsey Bremnes. Kasperson up top has a screen from Gardner. Gives it to Blanker right wing. Blanker not looking to shoot. Instead dumps it off for Maddie Burnick. Burnick holding outside the arc. She's not looking to shoot from there either. They'll find Kasperson. Kasperson up top. Screen from Blanker for Gardner. Gardner gets another screen from Blanker. Fighting it off is Helena Fleshinsky. Blanker goes down hard. Izzy Holtz with 7:34 to play. They're looking for Gardner. Can't get it to her. Ella Sexton coming out on Burnick. And Burnick's pocket picked by Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron pushes it to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann high off the glass and scores. 51-27 McDonald.
Good defense here by the girls.
And Siegenthaler, second Lady Max player in double digits. She now has 10. Kasperson outside the arc, fighting her way to the hoop. She's tripped up, and I think Aaron Siegenthaler will be called for that foul. There's 7:06 remaining in a 51-27 game. There's 38-23 at the half. McDonald's outscored Columbus 13-4 so far here in the second half. Left corner, that's Gardner. Guarded by Helena Fleshinsky. Freshman against freshman. Gardner pulls it back up to Blanker. Standing at the left elbow. Burnick in the corner. Back out to Holtz. Holtz has a screen from Kasperson. Picks up her dribble. Kasperson far side. Number one against number five as she's guarded closely by Ann Siegenthaler. Holtz right corner. Knocked away by Aaron Siegenthaler and another steal for the Lady Macs. And we'll slow it down a little bit across the logo now. Helena Fleshinsky, wearing number 23 here in varsity. Aaron Siegenthaler for Ann Siegenthaler. Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. 51-27, no rush here for the Lady Macs. They have no fouls left to give. Four whistles so far against Columbus Catholic. Ella Sexton blocked by Blanker. Knocked out of bounds, fast touched by the Dons. And encourage you to check out the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Fleshinsky will inbound. Helena finds Aaron Siegenthaler wide open for a three. That one comes up short. Rebound batted back inbounds. Last touched by Columbus. It'll stay with McDonald. Jaylee Garno is coming to the game, the 5'9 senior for Coach Eric Wilson. Aaron Siegenthaler to Lucy Priest. Priest for Helena Fleshinsky. Up top, Kelsey Bremnes. Couple probing dribbles. Aaron Siegenthaler right wing. Under six to go. Siegenthaler guarded by Holtz. Aaron Siegenthaler trying to get by her. Finds Helena Fleshinsky in the right corner. Gives her a screen. Up top to Kelsey Bremnes. They'll reset the offense between the wheels. Lucy Priest now. Priest for Kelsey Bremnes. Extended possession here for McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler. Lucy Priest puts on the floor with the left hand. Fights it down to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler couldn't quite get it to roll in. Rebound this time secured by Garno. Wilczek looks into the left corner for Higelman. Blanker up top. Holtz snaps off a three. Back rim, no. Rebound fought down by Blanker. Blanker slides a nice bounce pass down low, but first it's a tie-up as Higelman battling with Ellis Sexton down there. Quick hands by Ellis Sexton. As Buescher will come in. Sophia Sikora as well. Rita Froschinski, Sexton, and Aaron Siegenthaler are out. Everybody getting a chance to play here for McDonald as they enjoy this 51-27 advantage. Blanker in the left corner. Garneau up top. Loops it for Higelman. She'll put on the floor with the left hand. Working around the perimeter. The Dons. Three on the way for Higelman. Back bracket. No. Fight for the rebound. Preeze tied up with Garneau. And that should go the way of the Max with 4:40 remaining.
Is 22 Margaret Bowl?
I thought it was Sophia Sikora. Yeah, that is. I was waiting. After seeing Fee play a lot of volleyball, I was like, yeah, I know who that is. Sikora in the right corner. Lucy Preeze finds Sikora, rotates to Chloe Flanagan. To Preeze, down low. Preeze had good position. Now we'll fight it back out to Sikora. Sikora, 16-foot jumper, comes up just a little bit too short. Left corner, Garneau. She'll fight one up with the right hand. High off the glass, no, but a whistle and a foul. Now more entrants coming into the game for McDonald.
That is Lily.
Lily Mittermeier, I believe, is coming in. Garneau, no on the first free throw. We're probably going to have to get our rosters updated.
I'm looking at the JV roster there. 21 is Ella Amet.
If she's wearing the same uniform on varsity. Second free throw is good for Garneau, 51-28.
Looks like the only one that changed uniforms was Lily.
We'll go with that then. 51-28, under 4 minutes to play. Jaylee Garneau with her first point of the game. Sikora in the right corner against Blanker. Back up top to Lily Mittermeier. Good to see the JV players getting out there as they put together a very impressive season. Mittermeier drops it down. Working up with the right hand, high off the glass. No. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Garneau of Columbus. Ella Arnault, the freshman. Fifth player on the floor for McDonald's. Lily Mittermeier will inbound. Timeout. And a timeout taken by Coach Williams. We'll be back in 60 seconds, back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Back to the action here on WOGO Sports. Inbounds to Sophia Sikora. Looking for Arnold up top at the right elbow, stolen by Izzy Holtz of Columbus Catholic. Higelman along the baseline. Kicks it out opposite side. Holtz rotates up top for Garneau. Higelman left wing. Wide open three for Wilczek. Comes up short. Save back inbounds, but McDonald will eat it up with Kelsey Bremnes. Lily Mittermeier across the timeline. Kelsey Bremnes right wing. Drops it down for Ella Arnault. Just inside the right block. Kelsey Bremnes looking for a three, and she splashes it! from the left corner, Kelsey Bremnes making it rain here in the crossover. 54-28. Looking to answer for three. Far side of the rim and hitting the support was Blanker. Kelsey Bremnes now with 5 points, and she'll have a big smile as she comes to the bench. 54-28, the Lady Macs cruising on the road here in Stanley Boyd in the Clovervale crossover game. Trying to get as sharp as they can before the playoffs. They'll have a layoff until Friday night, awaiting the winner of number 6 Cadott and number 11 Abbotsford. We'll have that Friday night regional semifinal for you here on WOGO Sports. There's a little miscommunication between Helena Flashinsky and Sophia Sikora. Subbing in for Columbus Catholic, Aubrey Lambrecht, 5'7" junior forward, number 44, for Coach Eric Wilson. We'll wish the Dons the absolute best in the Division 5 playoffs. Again, they've been ranked in the top 10. GoBound.com, that Zaleski Sports and GoBound poll. Three missed by Garneau. She gets her own rebound. Kicks it out for an open three. Wilczek has a good look. That one won't go down. Garneau offensive rebound. She's been playing hard. Couldn't get it to fall in from the right block. And Helena Flashinsky with a rebound for McDonald. Under 2 minutes to go in the Clovervale crossover. Bullet pass down to Preece. Kick out Mittermeier. Flashinsky straight on for three. Oh, just good for him. Halfway down and just nicked part of the iron and caromed back out. Going to have a full house here for the first place game. That's Helena Flashinsky with a steal. Flashinsky dives down the right side of the rim. No. Got a whistle and a foul. Helena Flashinsky will go to the line, shooting a pair of free throws with a minute 33 left.
Chance to get in the scoring column.
She can become the 11th Lady Macs player to score. First free throw rims out. I believe, if memory serves, Helena led the JV team in scoring during the season.
Good player.
Second free throw for the freshman. Perfect. 55-28 as Flashinsky becomes the 11th Lady Macs player to score. 90 seconds left to go in the regular season. Garneau against Lily Mittermeier. Blanker swings right side. Wilczek. Hilgeman driving baseline. Pulls it up. Tough shot. Couldn't get it to fall. Ella Sexton trying to battle for the rebound. Hilgeman gets it back. Goes over the top of Sexton. Draws a foul with a minute 12 to play. Both teams battling hard here at the end. McDonald again up 55-28. If you're listening on the WOGO radio dials of 103.1 FM or AM 680 or live audio streaming at WOGO.com. And of course, watch the full game replay or watch it live with us right now on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube or Facebook. First free throw is good for Kenley Higelman, and that is her first points here tonight.
Yes.
55-29. Second free throw rims out. Blanker tracks down the rebound. Right block extended for the Dons. Garneau against Helena Flashinsky, and Helena, right in her face, pokes it away. Blanker will inbound from that right corner. Finds Garneau, rather Wilczek. Sophia Sikora up top. Blanker for Garneau against Helena Flashinsky. Goes behind her back. Helena moving her feet well. Wilczek against Sophia Sikora. Double comes. Blanker, a little bit of space issues there for the Dons. They'll get it cleared up. Blanker in the right corner for Hilgeman. Wilczek left side for Garneau. Finds Hilgeman. Hilgeman attacking the basket. Now she's doubled up and ripping it away. Ella Arnott. We may have a foul first.
Thought she had a good tie up there.
That's what I was thinking as well. But officials see it differently, and so Hilgeman will go to the line as that's the final single bonus. 33.5 seconds left. Hilgeman split her last free throws. That one too strong, and Ella Sexton grabs the rebound. 55-29 McDonald. 30 seconds to play. Clovervale crossover second place game. McDonald's been cruising from fairly early on. Beautiful drop pass to Arnold from Helena Flashinsky.
That was a great
57-29. What a dime drop there by Helena. 12 players have scored for McDonald. Blanker launches a three off the far side of the rim. No. Rebound out to Sophia Sikora, and she will dribble out the clock, and the regular season ends on a high note for the McDonald Lady Max as they cruise to a Clover Belt crossover second place victory, winning at 57-29. McDonald now moves to 19-5 on the season. 17-7 for the Columbus Catholic Dons. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Be back with our Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3 minutes to put a bow on the regular season on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
We welcome you into the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap shortly. We'll also talk with head coach Sally Williams, and we'll have our second half 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. McDonald wins at 57-29 here tonight, their 19th victory of the season. That ends the regular season. They wanted to be sharp here in this final week after seeding came out, and honestly, they've looked pretty good and had a nice win over a D1 team in North, and then going back and forth a little bit with Columbus here early in the first half, they really looked dominant to end the first, and then in the second got a lot of players in on the action and looked sharp.
Yes, I agree. You know, and again, it goes in to this week coming up where they get, you know, the bye on Tuesday, but it makes you know, practices a little more fun. But again, you know, having that day off and coming off of these two big wins is a lot of motivation and a lot of intensity going into these practices to get them ready for Friday night, whoever they face, and then to keep right on going.
It was a 38-23 halftime advantage for the Lady Macs. They allowed just 6 points in the second half.
That's unbelievable.
That is absolutely incredible defensively for McDonald. And again, they scored 19 in the second half. Obviously, a lot of different lineup combinations. Claire Ruff sat for a big portion of the second half, and she was red hot with 15 in the first half and ended with 17. We'll dive right into our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernisa Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. And for the Lady Macs, led by 17 from Claire Ruff, that was a game high. We'll look first at the Columbus Catholic Dons. 10 points on the night for Ellie Gardner, 6 in the first, and two buckets in the second. The only two field goals in the second half for Columbus Catholic, and Gardner averages 21.2 per game. So holding her to 10, again, she's just a freshman, but very, very talented. 6 points apiece for Izzy Holtz and Maddie Burnick, but all in the first half. They didn't score in the second half. Caitlin Kasperson had 5 in the first half, also didn't score in the second half. Jaylee Garneau and Casey Blanker each with a free throw, or excuse me, Kenley Higelman and Jaylee Garneau each with a free throw apiece in the second half for Columbus Catholic, as McDonald really just tightened the screws defensively. Two free throws, two field goals in the second half for the Columbus Catholic Dons. As we mentioned, Claire Ruff with 17 points, a game high for McDonald, had 15 of them in the first half. 10 points for Ann Sigenthaler, 4 in the first, 6 in the second. 12 different players scored here tonight for the Lady Macs. 5 apiece for Emily Hartman, for Aaron Sigenthaler, and for Kelsey Bremnes. 3 for Jasmine Gerber, 2 tonight for Chloe Flanagan, 2 for Lucy Pries, 2 for Ella Sexton, 2 for Ella Arnott, and 1 for Helena Flashinsky. And I think I got everybody. I think that's all 12.
I think you do. You got them all. And
you're on our post-glass post-game show.
Coach Williams is.
Coach Williams will join us for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Coach Williams, along with Lucas, joining us here as we will get Coach a headset and get things set up momentarily here. Really, we probably should get Lucas a headset, and I never really think about that. But we'll have to get a baby sized headset. Yeah. I don't know if he's in 6 to 9 months when it comes to headsets or what. But anyway.
He's got a big head. It might be 12.
So Coach Williams joining us here on our post game show.
Say hi. Say yay.
As we will see. We're gonna switch around here so we can get Coach on the shot. And there we are here. All right, there we go. All right,
so
we have Coach on the shot along with Lucas, and of course everybody loves seeing
Lucas. Family.
Coach, really kind of going back and forth a little bit with Columbus in the first few minutes of this first half. They're a very talented team. But afterward, it really felt like you put the pedal to the metal, and your team really was strong in that latter part of the second half. And then only allowing 6 points in the entire second half was just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know that part, I guess. Just caught up with it. But, yeah, I mean, give my girls credit. They played phenomenal tonight. They came up ready to go. We talk about getting the momentum going and just getting ready, gearing up for playoffs and playing loose and having fun tonight just to prep. And I think they did that and accomplished that.
What are you looking for as you go into these final days of practice before it's one and done time? And we talk about what you want to accomplish in games. Now for practice, where you do have kind of that layoff, you're not in the same rhythm as when you're playing 2-3 games in a week.
Yeah, I mean, just keeping the mindset, keeping strong, trying to keep them focused, but just fine-tuning. I mean, right now it's about fine-tuning and trusting the process that the work that we've put in all year is going to get us where we're going to go. Tonight we shot really well, probably the best we have in a long time, and knowing that every game's not going to be like that and still being able to, how do we still come up with the win when we might not be shooting the best but still relying on our defense and doing the little things, rebounding, limit second chances. So, I mean, that's a great team, and, you know, give us credit. We shot really well, and unfortunately for them, they weren't shooting well, but that's a good team. That really is.
And certainly I think defense playing a part in a poor shooting night for Columbus County. Catholic. He shot pretty well from the field against North as well, too. And again, trying to get some momentum going into the playoffs. You look at some of those late games in the season, the Regis game, for instance, where there were a lot of makeable shots that just didn't go down. So
correct.
Nice. It's just, I think, good, you know, even for the psyche of the team to say, hey, we know we're capable of making these shots.
Yes.
And rather than just saying, well, we know they're good shots, they just didn't go down tonight, it's nice to see them go down.
Yes. Yes, and like I said, we were just super focused coming in. We had a game plan, and they really executed. We talked about just being reliable tonight and doing what we were supposed to be doing, being in the spots, and they nailed it from top to bottom, from 1 to 15. Everybody played lights out, and it's just kudos again. Just great to keep us fresh with our depth. Was a big testament to tonight that really kept us being able to do what we wanted to do to them defensively and being able to keep fresh legs.
And when you talk about defense, again, it's team defense, but it's really nice when you can take someone, say Erin Siegenthaler, and put her on an elite scorer and just say, lock her down. And Erin wasn't the only one who was on Gardner here tonight, but again.
Her and Chloe.
Chloe did phenomenal.
Both of them, just true kudos to them. And it was all eyes on deck, too, of just,
Yes. Cheer for them, yes.
Just our eyes just being on, and give her credit, 30's a phenomenal player, just a freshman. And she is really going to do great things in these next 3 years, and still obviously has time for this season yet. But Erin and Chloe did a phenomenal job on them and getting the help when they needed from others and knowing that and letting everyone else take care of business so they didn't have to worry about anything else.
And finally, Coach, again, it's a lot of fun when you can see the players who've worked so hard in JV get a chance in a big atmosphere, full gym like this, to get out on the floor, see some action. 12 different players scoring here tonight.
That's awesome.
And that's just phenomenal to see the defensive effort, but to see everybody contributing. And then to see, again, your starters, your regular role players on the bench cheering their hearts out for the JV players as well, too.
As Lucas, I think, is saying yes. No
yes,
further
right?
comment.
Are you ready? Yes, absolutely. There's nothing more that brings me joy in the fact that last game we had everybody score, I think, and then just to have almost everybody score tonight in a game when we're playing 15 is just truly remarkable, and just shows that we're I want to give credit to all those that are working hard in practice and pushing everybody, and that it does truly take every single one of us, and everybody has something to offer, and I just love my team.
Coach, we love being with your team, and we're looking forward to a long run of the playoffs. It starts Friday. A lot of work to be done before then, and we're looking forward to seeing you next Friday night.
All right, thank you, and say thanks to all the family and all those watching, and thank you guys for always putting on a great show. It's truly amazing and just gives everyone an opportunity to listen, so we thank you.
We're honored to be able to do it. Coach Sally Williams joining us here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. We'll take one final 2-minute break. We've had our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernaiza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. We'll get you the Fiber Fast Plays of the Game coming up right after this on WOGO Sports. Back in 2 minutes.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It's Truck Month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 Truck Month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
We put a bow on the regular season, our final regular season post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. The Post-Glass post-game show continuing to the post-season. We can sponsor anything here at WOGO Sports, and we appreciate so much Dan and Derek and their endless support of Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Before we bid you adieu here, it's time for tonight's Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000. That's 231-2000, or visit WWT.net. Your 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game from the second half, sounding like this on WOGO Sports. And Singenthaler with the rebound. And crosses over on her defender, left block extended to Jasmine Gerber, 15-footer. Jasmine Gerber makes it 46-27, the Lady Mags.
It's her in the...
Emily loops it up to Riley Christensen. Between the wheels, right side. Emily Hartman, head fake. Pulls it back for Preece. Preece, runner in the lane, back rim, and it drops for Lucy Preece. 49-27. Good touch.
Good touch, good pass, good cut by Lucy to get herself open.
Four to play. They're looking for Gardner. Can't get it to her. Ella Sexton coming out on Burnick, and Burnick's pocket picked by Aaron Singenthaler. Aaron pushes ahead to Ann Singenthaler. Ann high off the glass and scores. 51-27 McDonald. Lily Mittermeier across the timeline. Kelsey Bremnes right wing. Drops it down for Ella Arnott. Just inside the right block. Kelsey Bremnes looking for a three, and she splashes it from the left corner. Kelsey Bremnes making it rain here in the crossover. 29 McDonald. 30 seconds to play. Loverbelt crossover, second place game. McDonald's been cruising from fairly early on. Beautiful pass to Arnold from Helena Fleshinsky.
That was a great
57-29. What a dime drop there. Your 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, one of our great advertising partners here on WOGO Sports. That puts a wrap on the regular season for McDonald girls basketball, but the postseason starting up on Friday night as they'll play the winner of number 6 Cadott, number 11 Abbotsford, and hoping that they'll be able to get past again. If seeds hold, it would be Cadott, who played them really tough last time, but whoever the opponent is, if they get that win at home back in Chippewa, they'll move on to Saturday night, presumably on the road against the Nielsville team that we're seeing off to our right here tonight. You never know what could happen. Nielsville's got to win a game as well, too. But again, if chalk holds, if seed holds, seeds hold, McDonald's got a job to do on Friday night, and then a chance to play for a regional championship on Saturday night. But first, it's about getting ready for that Friday night game and having a good week of practice and taking the momentum from this week and carrying it into next week.
Yes, and that's critical. You know, this momentum going into the playoffs is awesome, you know. So it's great for the girls. They're going to have a great week of practice. It's, you know, a little bit of pressure's off already, so get ready to take on the winner of Cadott Abbotsford.
They'll hang out here, I believe, with all conference honors going to be given out after the first place game between Regis and Nielsville. Regis has already beat Nielsville in the regular season, and that certainly in part along with a victory over McDonald, helping the Ramblers secure that number one seed, Nielsville the number two seed in the sectional, and kind of a sectional of death everybody who's in that, Cadott and Fall Creek in the mix as well, too. It's just kind of interesting as we look out here as Nielsville just completely conceded the opening tip to 6'5" Borcherding
for Regis, but now the Ramblers with a quick turnover. But again, we're going to bid you adieu here, and thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, and we appreciate you all being part of our WOGO Sports family. Thank you to Tony Stevenson, our audio producer back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Our video producer is Gavin Bovey. Look at our WOGO.com sports counter to see what's coming up next week. Mark Halverson with the Chi High Boys basketball game for you on Monday evening and Thursday evening. That's regular season boys basketball for the Cards. Tuesday evening, Chi High Lady Cardinals playoff hoops in a quarterfinal, a 16-17 matchup on the road up at the Superior Spartans. Again, lots coming up here on WOGO Sports. Follow us on social media. Be looking for those highlights. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Stanley Boyd High School. Thank you to our hosts, and thank you to you for watching and listening tonight to McDonald Lady Max basketball. Once again, your final score in the Clover Belt crossover second place game, your McDonald Lady Max 57, the Columbus Catholic Dons 29. This has been McDonald Lady Max regular season basketball, the finale on WOGO Sports. Good night from Stanley Boyd.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.